You cannot have a crop without planting something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And every new move of God, there has to be a planting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're in a new day. And there's a word being planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But in the days of Paul, he had the full knowledge that the job weren't his alone. Because he said, I have planted. Apollos watered. But God gave the increase. And we labor together with God.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what we're doing. We're planning for a new day.
So that's
Amen. As we enter into a new phase of the moving of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We come from the seventh church
age.
Where God has sent seven men. And And each one of those messengers planted for their
time seed.
And there were others that watered the seed.
But
God gave the increase.
And
every predestinated seed for that time period came in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As each age labored with God. God gave the increase. And the increase is the predestinated for that time. And if God gives a word, He has predestinated the people to receive the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, planting things are going to be a harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. And the harvest of this message is a rapture. Hallelujah. Bringing in the sheep. Amen.
Amen.
So God is moving in a special way. Through every age. And especially in the day we're living in. Many of us have lived in different parts of the move of God.
Bambini walitotankana mutawe zina kuzosiana siana za Mungu.
My ministry began in the 50s.
Ministry yao inaanza mwaka 1950 huko.
I saw many plantings and many harvests.
Anaona mkushanga kwa mbili kwa mtiposo kututa kwa mbili.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I saw the planting and the harvest of the delivered food.
Ndipo hiyo anaona mkushanga na kututa wose kwa mtumiki wao.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, there was big tents all over the country.
Ati ndipo kuna liso mbali ya matentu ziko lonze.
And minister preached just the healing and deliverance. And God gave a harvest. But then that season came to a close. It began to come into the teaching of the word. Therefore, as we look at the planting of the seeds, we look back even before the church ages. Hallelujah. That was a seed plant that there had been seven church ages. That was a message. There's a church age book written by the Brother Branham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then I was ministering before the seals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word was planted. That the seals has been opened. And it was explained what the seals were. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 As God sent that spirit of Elijah back to earth. Amen. That was a planting and a harvest. But God never used just one man to do the harvesting. He didn't use just one man to do his garden. Paul said, I have planted. He said, Apollos, he did the watering. But he said, who is Paul? Who is Paul? They're only ministered by whom you believe.
Amen.
Amen.
Having said that, now let me read the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, who then is Paul?
And then I would not have Paul in it, Danny.
Let's get verse 5.
Tiende cabeça 5.
For while one saith, I am of Paul,
for we now wakamba kuti ine ndine wa Paulo,
another say, I am of Apollos,
we now wakamba kuti ine ndine wa Apollo,
are you not carnal?
For the simuli kutupi.
Amen. That's looking to the human side. But this is the work of God.
Amen.
So then, verse 6. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? What's that now? But ministered by whom you believe. Even as the Lord gives to every man. Amen. That's verse 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or verse 6. I have planted. Apollos watered. But God gave the increase. So then, neither he that planted
Choto yamele ashaka
anything, neither he that watered
it,
but it's God that gives the increase. What he's saying here, this work is of God. Now God used Paul as that apostle to the Gentiles. And he spearheaded the great move in his day. He said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. And he said, I magnify my
office.
But he said, don't get your eyes on Paul. Don't get your eyes on Apollos. Hallelujah. It's God that doing the work. He said what Paul did would be nothing.
Apollos
in water would mean nothing. If God did but his blessings upon and increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, we might bring a message. Amen. Brother Love War continues.
Brother Love War,
hallelujah. Brother Ben is nobody.
Come on, Brother Ben, sir.
Brother
Love War
is nobody. But it, to Jesus Christ gives a goal.
Come on, buy us a piece of bread.
Hallelujah. The one that adds to. He's the one that gives the increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So when you plant your garden, you put your seed in the ground. You water it. Amen. Then you ask God to let it grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's God that puts the sun in the sky. Hallelujah. It's God that sends the rain. It's God that puts the nutrition in the soil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's God that causes you to have a harvest.
Amen.
Amen. So we're just quavering together with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now God has got a harvest. You're the planting of the Lord. David said you're like a tree planted by the water. Hallelujah, that stretches forth its branches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Going forth.
Amen.
We're the tree tree of life is being replanted.
Amen. Mtengo wa moyo ukikwese dwanso.
It's being replanted in this day.
Ulikusanya wa mtawa ya mene tilimo ino.
And there's not one person planting.
Ndipo kulipe umozi wa mene ashanga.
There's not one person doing the watering.
Kulipe mtu umozi wa mene atilida.
But we're all working together.
Kuma jisewenze la pamozi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said we're going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
Bible kama kuti se tizai twatu ndo pamozi kwakana na mbuye mulenga yenga.
Amen. Paul is speaking of that word together.
Mulungu alikuwa mbao pamozi.
Hallelujah. He said, let there be no division among us.
Adipa sakale mpatuko pakati pai mwe.
Hallelujah. Have the same mind and the same judgment. And he said, we're laborers together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what we're doing, we're planting. And what we're doing, we're watering. And what we're doing, we're saying, Lord, you give me increase. Hallelujah. Every time here in move of God had a plan. Praise God.
Amen.
There was a great planting in the seventh church age. God used one great prophet.
Mulungu anatuma muneneri wake Mose.
To do some planting.
Kuti eba changi.
But he used men to water.
Koma nasenze sasa yuko kuta kutira.
In the book of Psalms,
it
says the Lord gave the word.
Akuti ambuya anapasa mao.
But great was the company that published it.
Koma kunani watu bambili wamene wanatumikira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This work is of God.
Inchito ni ya Mulungu.
And we're all equally involved.
In Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. My wife back here at the camera.
Sorry.
My wife back here at the video.
My mind will come video.
Amen. She'll take these messages and put them on the
internet.
And the whole world can see and hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They can hear from a lot more interpreting. Amen.
Amen.
They can hear you saying
amen.
Amen. I can hear the rain following. That's your amen to praise God.
Amen.
We're expecting that crowd.
Amen.
Dead in Christ don't rise. The limits don't be changed. And together. We'll be called up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When he began to
sound.
The mystery of God would be finished. That mystery of the church ages. And it
brought
forth a good harvest. I visited the library of the Voice of God in Zimbabwe.
It's a visit library of Voice of God to Zimbabwe.
It's a very big campaign.
Hallelujah.
There's been a great harvest to that plant. And we praise God for
it.
Amen.
Ndipo kututa kwa tutiwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there's another planting.
Koma manja kulikushanga kwi.
Amen. After the seven church age was over.
Pambuya pa seven churches ita pita.
After the mystery of God's business.
Pambuya jisisi cha mungu chacha.
Amen. And all the seals open.
Ndipo zizindi kila pisa na biwili vata.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we see the mighty angel. angel come down from heaven. Which was Christ come in angelic form. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, I must decrease, but he must increase.
Brother Brown, I must decrease, but he must increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, there have been a great move of God and there have been a harvest. And great was the harvest. Hallelujah, the harvest was the
eating God.
Hallelujah. But then after the seal broke, the little book brought back down to earth. That's all part of the harvest of that message. That was planted by Brother Branham. Amen. That harvest being gathered in. Then there was a voice from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the voice from heaven spake to John. And said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're getting another time.
Amen.
Amen. We're going from Revelation 10:7 to Revelation 10:8.
10:7, 10:8.
10:7, God took his prophet off the scene when the mistress.
But 10:7, we were not taking them from the water.
Amen. The world was in the evening light.
Nipo ziko ni naka la mtawe ya kumazulo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The word said the evening time there will be light.
Nipo naka ya na kuti mtawe ya kumazulo kisanka la kuhunika.
Amen. And praise God, there was light in the evening.
Nipo tianika mungu kuti kunani kuhunika mtawe ya kumazulo.
Hallelujah. As that day came to a close. Amen. Brother Lovemore was saying earlier that every morning the sun rise and set
deep.
He said
that
the next morning the hand of God gets the sun
and rise.
Hallelujah, the hand of God has reached and got the sun for a new day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says when Christ came back to earth, Revelation 10:7. At the early beginning of his face was surrounded in a cloud. And the cloud stayed around his face until the seven trumpets were uttered.
And the seven
angels banished
were
finished. Hallelujah. But then the sun broke forth in a new day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I roll back. And the voice spoke from heaven again. Come on, it's a new day.
John,
there's still a move of God.
Amen.
Amen. So John, go get the little book.
So John,
hallelujah, begin to eat thereof.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Planning for this message
in this
hour.
Amen.
When the prophet went off the scene, he said, go back to the beginning. Amen. When we go back to the beginning, we find apostolic ministry. Amen.
Amen.
We find a time when the gospel was in the hand of the Jews. And later God called an apostle for the Gentiles. And as we've gone back to the beginning, we go back to that new day as it begins. We see God explain the place of Israel. Amen. Before the move of God breaks forth, there's a time called the silence in heaven. There's a time that's referred to as the silence in heaven. And it's at the very ending of the seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that time period of the silence in heaven, God used a man named Raymond Jackson Jr.
Raymond Jackson.
He cleared up about Israel. Amen.
Amen.
He understood God's going to bring it back to the homeland. And he showed us where each tribe would fit. And told us about the trumpets and vials. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thus ending up that silence in heaven for half
an hour.
Amen. God, as he took Brother Brown off the scene, also in 2004, Brother Jackson off the scene.
2004, Jackson and
hallelujah, all that had been planted and gathered in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's been a great planting of the word. God used the apostle Brother Jackson to plant the word, thus the word
is. Brother Jackson,
hallelujah, other men watered that word. A paper called a contender went all over the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave the word, many were those that published it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And now they're still publishing. But as that harvest has been gathered in, God is replanting his garden. And when he replants the garden as he's doing now, it's a message for the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Africa is the recipient of. Hallelujah, there's a great move of God taking place in
Africa.
It's a new day for Africa. It's a new day for the Gentile world. And there's a new message. Hallelujah. Amen. Message reach back. Get what Brother Brown taught. Get what Brother Jackson taught. Amen. And see that harvest gathering. Then God began to plant this seed. Amen. It cooperates all that God had previously done. So that the bride will have complete understanding of
the word.
So in the days of Paul,
after
the Jewish age was over, God planted a brand new garden for the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he was going to come call out the Gentiles, the people, for his name. And they begin a new day. Amen.
Amen.
And God made the message so powerful. God made the message so real. God so anointed that message that people fail to see it was of God. They began to think it was Paul. Some began to think it was Apollos. So Paul said, some of you say, I'm a Paul. Some of you say, I'm a
Apollos.
He said, who is Paul?
Who is
Paul? Paul said, I have planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And said, God used
Paul
as the
water.
He said, but all that would be in vain.
Amen.
If
it
weren't for God giving the increase.
Hallelujah.
All that we do today would be in vain. Hallelujah. Unless God gives the increase. And hallelujah, we're getting everything just right
now.
Amen. We're planning to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before the planning takes place, amen, necessary to break up the fallow ground. It's necessary to break up the cloth. It's necessary to put the seed in the ground. It's necessary to water the seed. And it's necessary to say, Lord, you give the increase. That's what God is doing in this hour. There's a message that God sent to us. He calls it the little book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was in heaven sealed with seven seals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when John saw the book in heaven sealed with seven seals, a mighty angel came forth. And said, who's worthy to take the book and open the seal? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as the search went all over heaven and earth, there was no one found that could do it. John began to weep. We preached the message over in Zimbabwe. Amen.
Where
we took the title, Weep Not. Because when John was weeping because no one could open the book, one of the elders said, Weep Not, John. John, I've got some good news for you. Hallelujah, the land of the tribe of Judah. The root and offspring of David.
Has
prevailed over the book. And
the
rest of the seven
and
John saw a bloody lamb come forth. And he took the book. He opened the seal. And then instead of John weeping, everything in heaven began to praise God. And had redeemed us to God out of all
that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he broke the little book of earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All seven seals being opened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God took the seventh messenger home.
Hallelujah.
And then there was a voice speaking from heaven to start a new day. There was a voice speaking from heaven to start a new planting. It was to plant in the hearts and minds of God's people. Hallelujah, this ain't the end, it's the beginning.
Amen.
When I was in Singapore, I preached a message, is this the end or is it the beginning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the boy said, time is no more. It was the ending of the seventh church age. Then a voice from heaven came and started a new beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Start a new planting. And that's what this message is all about. As Paul said, I have planted. We can say today, I am planting. Amen. There's others watching. Amen. But it's God that's giving the
impact.
He's opening the door for the
seven
church ages closed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was said at the end of church age.
And I think seven church ages.
I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. If
any
man will open, I'll come in. Amen. It was closed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That age came to an end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the sunlight of God started to bring new day. And the day started with the voice of Almighty speaking. Say, it's not over with yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said to John, go take a little bit. And John received courage in his heart. Walked up to the mighty angel. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to know John walked up to the mighty angel and said, give me the book. He was thoroughly empowered to do so. He was authorized to do so. Hallelujah, because the voice had said to John, go to the mighty angel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So John had the commission, go to the mighty angel. And say to the mighty angel, give me the little book. And for the first time, the mighty angel spoke to John. Said, take the little book. Hallelujah. John had the authorization of Almighty God to speak. Sometimes God had to authorize us to speak
it.
John had full confidence to speak.
We're
in a brand new day. There's a new planting. There's a new watering. There's a new increase being given of God. Hallelujah. The book of life back on earth again. Amen. And the voice has authorized John to go ask for.
Chivuka mngelo alamulira John Peter Tenge.
So when he walked up to the mighty angel,
pamene yanenda mngelo
wamkulu, he realized he was fully authorized to God. You can't have faith in God unless you know you're authorized to do
God.
John didn't walk up trembling. John didn't walk up afraid he would get rebuked. But John walked up to the mighty angel, knowing that Almighty had commanded
him.
And the mighty angel knew came in authority. And the mighty angel said, The same God that spoke to Brother Branham, the same one that spoke to him up in the mountains of Sunset
Mountain,
hallelujah, was now speaking to the bride. And now that the seals have I been taken off, all seven of them, opened the book and made it available for us to eat. Amen. Now it's important to understand this so we can go ask for it. There's a door closed to many people today. Because they think they can't go beyond what the prophet said.
Hallelujah.
So God used that prophet in a mighty way. But he took him off the scene. Then he gave the book to John. Hallelujah. Open a brand new door. When that church age was over, hallelujah.
Yes.
The fourth chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. John said, I heard a voice in heaven. Said, John, just come on up a little higher. Amen. He said, come on up hither.
Amen.
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 And when he got there into the spiritual realm, he heard a voice like a trumpet talk. Hallelujah. He heard the talking trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that talking trumpet, amen, is the third phase of the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As John was up in heaven there, then that message reached back and connected with what Paul saw. Because Paul said, the Lord himself shall descend in heaven with a shout. With the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God. And John, being a type of the bride, here the trump began to blow. That was another planting. That was a planting for the shaft. That was a planting for the voice of the archangel. And there is a planting for the trump of God to sound. That's what takes
place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As this trumpet continued to sound, and we continue to move. The final phase of this is the harvest of this planting. And it's the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the dead in Christ to hear the voice of the Son of God. Hallelujah. They'll come forth. Hallelujah. The Bible says, we which are alive and remain are not going to hinder them that's already gone. But we'll be changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. Call
it to
meet the Lord again.
Hallelujah.
So that's what God's doing. He's replanting. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a move. It's a new time period. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the eating of the old
book.
It's the replanting of the tree of life. It's going back and get that what Paul prophesied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We find Paul's message. We're in two parts.
Amen.
Part of Paul's message was an instructional part. Where he instructed the church for his day and hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what they had through seven church ages. But part of it was prophetic to happen in the last day. Some of the things that Paul prophesied did not happen in his day.
Amen.
He introduced the bride to Christ. But the marriage didn't take place then. Because God took that prophetic part of Paul's message. Hallelujah, took it into glory.
Amen.
And sealed it up with seven seals.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's for the Gentiles. The reason it's sealed with seven seals, God deals with the Gentiles in seven church ages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, when that lamb came to take the book.
He had seven horns and seven eyes.
He had
7 horns and 7 eyes.
Which are the seven spirits that God sent forth in all the
earth? Amen.
That represents the seven church ages. And the seven angels that were with each
other.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They received from the hand of God's
hand.
Amen.
Amen.
But then when the seven church ages are over with, the last messenger has come and gone. God finished up this mystery. Then he brings back the prophetic part of Paul's message. In other words, he brings back the spirit laid on the word. Hallelujah, and then that word began to live. That word began to bring forth a new crop. God has apostolic ministry here to start planning. God has other ministers here to start watching. And then God started giving the increase. Hallelujah, the
bring
forth a harvest.
Amen.
We're translating. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before that time comes, God's going to enjoy His God.
Now I'm going to read a little more here. Before I go to the Bible,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 14.
Amen.
I'm going to start back from verse 14.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll just read down through it, and I want you to get this because it's very important. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're not just going to read this in Paul's day.
He says,
because as long as we preach what Paul did and leave it there, we're preaching the historical part of the word. But when we preach it, see that Paul laid the foundation for this. Had restored that once again. Amen. That true living word to Christ among us. He restored back that apostolic office. And there's a new message coming forward. That does not destroy anything God did in the past.
So sitting down on the Zamanunga Chita Mbuyo.
Amen, but it places it.
But my
so that the people have confidence to go forward and give him the
book.
We have confidence. We cannot walk up to the mighty angels and say, give me the
book.
Hallelujah. But God lets us see what He has done. Step by step. And we see exactly where we're at. And we see exact word for this hour. Then we can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, go take the book.
Yeah,
John said, I walked up to the angels and give me the book.
Amen.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
And the voice of heaven speaking. Telling John to go get the little book shows that God has accepted us to be His righteous as Christ. Remembering heaven now, There was no one worthy. All over hell and earth, under death, nowhere was anyone worthy. Hallelujah. Then the Lamb came, he was worthy. He took the little book. Now he brought it
down there.
And then the Almighty recognized you as being worthy.
Hallelujah.
Remember, no one was worthy. No one could even look at the book. No one could read the book. And certainly no one can eat the book. But because of the Lamb. And because of what the Lamb did. The Lamb taken to him, his wife. And the Lamb clothed you in fine linen,
clean
and white. Then God recognized his wife just as holy as he is. And he says to John,
you're
tied to the wife, man. You're tied to all the ministry. You're a type of the church that's married to Christ. He said, now go get the book and eat. John went and said, give me the little book.
Johanna
and the angel said, take it and eat it. John didn't hesitate. He started eating.
Johanna said, no,
faith in God. We're not hesitating because we know the voice of authorization has spoken. We're not hesitating because the mighty angels
are
taking
it.
And with confidence we're eating today. And then we're eating
of
this new plan. We're eating
out
of the tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's a apostolic office like in the days of Paul.
Hallelujah.
Let's keep watering this same thing. And Almighty God looking down, he began to get angry.
Hallelujah.
And Paul concluded saying, you are God's God. You're God's building.
Amen.
Let's read that.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. While one, I'm starting verse 4. While one say, I am of Paul. And another, I am of
Paul.
He said, if that's as far as you go, you're carnal. Through then is Paul. Now we can say this day, who then is Ben Howard? Who then is brother love?
Brother Ben.
Amen. Only servant that you believe by. Amen. And it's God that's giving the increase. God's giving some increase today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who then is Paul? But ministered by whom you believe, even as the Lord gives to every man. Now I want you to notice. It says, as the Lord gives to every man. He gave some apostles. Prophets. evangelist.
Balaliki.
And then we go on up here. Amen. Pastor.
Abusa.
And teacher.
Na kuzisi.
Amen. God gives these.
Mulungu abasa isi.
God gives increase.
Mulungu abasa kuchuruki.
The Lord gives a Christ.
The Jesus of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue reading. I have planted the Apollos water. But God gave the increase. So then neither he that planted anything. Neither he that waters anything. But it's God that gives the increase. Amen. With this mighty works that taking place today. Paul
said
you get in the carnal realm when the only thing you see is man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man don't last week. He said us ministers decide to come together.
He had never come together.
He said, I know we all believe different things. But said one thing we believe, all of us believe in Brother Brian. He said, since all of us believe in Brother Brian, we come together on that. And nothing else matters, he said. Well, that's what they were time were looking in the days of Paul. Paul said, get your mind off of man and get on God. We're only servants of the Lord. He said, it's God that deserves all the glory. We're just believers in the God. Amen. One was planting, another watering. And there's some just bursting clouds. There's some blowing wings. God gave the word. And then it be those that publish it. Amen. We're right in the middle of a good move of God. And there's a mighty army of God marching by.
Amen.
And the word said we'll have one man. We'll have one man. We'll all believe the same thing. Amen. Because God's anointing will say the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's God's giving increase. So neither he that plants, neither he that waters, but God gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one. Can I run over here?
Hallelujah.
He that planted and he that watered are one. We're one in Christ. Amen. We become one with Christ as his wife. Amen. We're rejoicing in the Lord. The marriage of the Lamb is come. And he said, let us be glad and rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He that plants, he that waters, are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
Amen.
Amen. Now I can't labor for you and do your
part.
You can't do my part. But as a member of the body of Christ, we can all do the same. Because we're
going
to read, we're all working in the same garden. We're all loving God with all the heart.
Amen.
There's apostolic planning going on today for this new move.
Amen.
Amen. God ordained me to plant. God ordained others to water. Amen. Great is the multitude that publish the word. I cannot receive what God has for brother
and
mother. He can't receive a word for my life. Hallelujah, but together. Together we're laboring in the Lord. Hallelujah, the word says we are one.
Whether
it's planning, whether it's watering, whether it's pulling the weeds out of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm telling you, weeds have a hard time growing in this little book.
Come on,
hallelujah. Amen. We passed the age of the weeding. Amen. They can't stand this honey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one book is sweet as honey. Hallelujah. But it's better in the mind. It's better in the stomach.
Amen.
Amen. And the weeds don't grow.
Hallelujah.
Do you love him, man?
Would you go on that,
Joe? Let's continue reading.
It
says, now we're laborers together with God. Amen. Ye are God's husbandmen, you are God's field. Amen. Now that word husbandman in Psalm translated says God. You are God's garden. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And there's some new seed being planted in the garden of God. Amen. All that was planted up till this time were planted for those that were engaged to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But now the planting's for the marriage. Amen. This garden come forth and bring forth the wife of Christ. She has a little book to eat. She has apostolic leadership. She has other ministers speaking the same thing. She has other ministers knowing that we're one. And you have become one with us. Because Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Tells us that you'll get to the place that you'll no longer be tossed to and fro. You'll no longer be carried about with every wind of doctrine. But you and the ministry will be one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as you're married to God's ministry by the word, then we're all married to Christ as His wife. That's what John represents.
Amen.
represent the revelation.
Amen.
Revelation
8
through 10, where the 10th chapter, 8 through 11.
Revelation 10:8-11.
And as we eat this, and the garden grows, Paul recorded in the word
for Paul and Milena
that we would be bone bone flesh. And he said he had joined the Lord one spirit. And as we all become one man, then John said,
Yohana,
when I ate the book of Revelation 10,
chapter 10,
amen, the Spirit says thou must prophesy.
It
weren't just talking about the preacher. Because the preacher and the church is married together with the same mind, the same heart, the same spirit. And the same word. And then we're no longer tossed
to
and fro. The church and the ministry is one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means Christ in us is one. Hallelujah. We're married to him. No longer tossed to and fro. Amen.
Amen.
We're the new garden. We're the tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We all begin to prophesy. Brothers and sisters, talking about the word, talking revelational talk. We're one in Christ. At him. Then we're one with one another. And the church not tossed to and fro. Because what the preacher preached, you already received it from the Lord. Because the Spirit is telling you the same thing he's telling the preacher. Preachers, quick to your heart. You say yes, yes, yes.
God's
God. He said, Apollos, nothing. Paul nothing.
Paul is sick out too.
Paul nothing.
Paul is sick out too.
Amen. One plant, another water.
Say that not chaga, we not material.
But let's get our eyes on the one that's getting the increase.
Come attend chance, give a muscle to fight on it as a police.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's Christ the mighty angel that comes down.
Increase to get a one cool who I made a general of Vika Bomaso.
Let's get our eyes on him, his face shine like the sun.
Thank you.